Yatra vidruma sopana mahamara katabhuva Yatra spatika kudyani vaiduryastamba pankataya Yatra chitra vitanani padmaraga sanani cha Payapena nibhasavya muktadama parichadaha Kujabir napunar devai sabayantra idastata Ratnastali supasyanti sudati sundaram mukam. And then we are reading together the swam. Tasmin mahendra bhavane mahabalo Mahamana nirite lokahe karat Premabhyam dhyangiri yudhya sudharibhi Pratapita urjita chanata sasana Tasmin mahendra bhavane mahabalo Mahamana nirjita lokahe karat Premabhyam dhyangiri yudhya sudharibhi Pratapita urjita chandasa sanaha Tasmin mahendra bhavane malobaho Mahamana nirjita lokae karat Reme bivandhyangri juha saravdibhi Pratapita urjita chanda sasanaha Mataji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So we go word by word translation. It's pretty long, but we'll just go. Yatra. Where? The residential quarter of King Indra. Vidrumasopanaha. Steps made of coral. Mamarakataha. Emeralds. Bhuva. Floors. Yatra. Where? Spatika. Crystal. Buddhyani. Walls. Vaidurya. Of Vaidurya stones. Stamba. Half pillars. Pantayaya. Lines. Yatra. Where? Chitra. Wonderful. Vitarani. Canopies. Patmaraga. Bedchek with rubies. Asanani. Seats. Cha. Also. Paya. Of milk. Fena. The form. Nibai. Just like. Saivya. Beds. Muktadama. Of pearls. Parichada. Having borders. Kujabi. Jingling. Nuparai. With ankle bells. Divyai. Celestial ladies. Sabdayantrai. Making sweet vibrations. Itatata. Here and there. Ratnastalisu. In the place bedchak with jewels and gems. Pashanti. See. Sudati. Having nice teeth. Sundaram. Very beautiful. Mukham. Faces. Tasmin. In that. Mahendra Bhavane. The residential quarter of the heavenly king. Mahabalaha. The most powerful. Mahamanaha. Highly thoughtful. Nirjitaloka. Everyone under his control. Ekarat. The powerful dictator. Reme. Enjoying. Abhivandya. Worshipped. Angriyuga. Who's two feet? Sura Abdihi. By the demigods. Pratapitai. Being disturbed. Urjita. More than expected. Chanda. Severe. Sasana. Who's ruling? Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The step of King Indra residence were made of coral. The floor was bedchak with invaluable emerald. The wall were all crystals and the column of Vaidurya stones. The wonderful canopy were beautifully decorated. The seats were bedchak with rubies and the silk bedding as white as foam was decorated with pearls. The ladies of the palace were blessed with beautiful feet and the most wonderful, beautiful faces walking here and there in the palace, the ankle bells tinkling melodiously, and saw their own beautiful reflection in the gems. The demigods, however, being very much oppressed, had to bow down and offer obeisance at the feet of Hiranyakashipu, who chastised the demigod very severely and for no reason. Thus Hiranyakashipu lived in the palace and severely ruled everyone. Please repeat. The steps of King Indra's residence were made of coral. The floor was bedchak with invaluable emeralds. The walls were of crystal, and the columns of Vaidurya stones. The wonderful canopies were beautifully decorated. The seats were bedchak with rubies, and the silk bedding, as wide as foam, was decorated with pearls. The ladies of the palace were blessed with beautiful teeth and the most wonderful, beautiful faces. Walk here and there in the palace, their ankle bells tinkling melodiously, and they saw their own beautiful reflection in the gems. The demigods, however, being very much oppressed, had to bow down and offer obeisances at the feet of Hiranyakashipu, who chastised the demigod very severely for no reason. Thus Hiranyakashipu, leaving the palace, and severely ruled everyone. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful in the heavenly planets that all the demigods except Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu were forced to engage in his service. Indeed, they were so afraid of being severely punished if they disobey him. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti has compared Hiranyakashipu to Maharaj Vina, who was also atheist and scornful of the ritualistic ceremony mentioned in the Veda. Yet Maharaj Vina was afraid of some of the great rishis such as Bhrigu, whereas Hiranyakashipu ruled in such a way that everyone feared him but Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva. Hiranyakashipu was so alert against being burned to ashes by the anger of great sage like Bhrigu that by the dint of austerity he surpasses the power and places even then under his subordination. It appears that even in the higher planetary system, to which people are promoted by pious activity, disturbances are created by asuras like Hiranyakashipu. No one in the three worlds can live in peace and prosperity without disturbance. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Miritan Menatasma Sri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Buddhaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Madhibhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachayine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastatta Desitarine Vancha Kalpa Karubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadishi Gaur Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this particular sloka today, we are learning such wonderful lessons. Like, it doesn't matter where we go, there will be always some problem. See, this is the nature of the material world. Of course, here we are talking about higher planetary system. Hiranyakashipu went, conquered all the demigods, made them into their slaves. And he says that when Hiranyakashipu used to step on the throne of Indra, all the demigods had to bow down and step on their back like a ladder, climbing on top of them. You know, that tolerates so much nonsense. So And everybody was afraid of Hiranyakashipu. As he moved his eyebrow, people were fearful. Now this guy is going to punish me for no reason. You know, Prabhupada explained, for no reason he used to punish people just to make them feel like, eh, don't try to come up and think you can defeat me or do something, you know. So that's the nature of demoniac people. Instead of thinking how can everybody live peacefully and happy, they are only interested in their own pleasure. So there is the demoniac mentality, which is present in all of us to some degree. It's a struggle for existence. We see material nature, even the animal kingdom. Prabhupada explained, there is a weaker animal is being eaten by the bigger animal. The small fish is being eaten by the big fish. The weaker animal can't run away so fast, the tiger go and catch him. All the others, they run away. So there's so much struggle in existence. We see even in the plants. You plant seeds, some seeds stay under the rock, you won't be able to get the sun, you will grow only a little bit. You won't grow the full potential. So like that, there is so much struggle for existence. And of course, Lord Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Purana Vartina Arjuna, Mamu Pedyata Kunteya Purna Jamma Navidyate. All places from Brahma Loka down to the lowest planetary system, these are all places of misery where repeated birth and death takes place. So, what is the solution? Because people perform pious activity, planting tree, opening hospital, giving charity, doing so many nice things. But then, worst that they get is a promotion to the heavenly planet. And then they say, when your pious activity are over, then again you come back into the material world. This material world is like a transitory, like the airport. All the jiva come here and they go somewhere. They go up, they go down, they go different place. But again, everybody comes back here. So, but intelligent person think, why am I struggling so much? Why I had to go through all this? Why millions of life I had to go, birth, death, old age, disease? How can I end this process of samsara? That is intelligence. And that is the goal of human life. Now, all of us are humans, and Prabhupada explains, only in human life we can actually realize what is our relationship with Krishna. That's sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. What is the goal of life? If we bring all the dog and all the cows and all the jackal of Mayapur, we put them in this room and we preach to them, will they get any benefit? I don't think so. If we give them some prasadam, maybe they'll get some benefit. But otherwise, you know, animal cannot understand. Although some cows and some animals, they are very receptive, you know. Even dogs sometimes can be trained. You call them, they come, they sit down, you can make them learn something. But they will not be able to understand the relationship with Krishna. So we have this great, valuable human form of life, which has been gifted to us. After many millions of life, we went through 8,400,000 different species of life. Manushanam sasya sukha shimbali siddhaye. Manushya durlabham. It's very rare. Amongst all the species of this planet, few are the humans. And what they're doing, in the modern society, the whole world is going in one direction. Exploitation of material nature, sense enjoyment to the fullest, thinking illusion that we are going to be happy. We are like the donkey which has a carrot in the front. Sometimes you see cartoons, you see the donkey and the master of the donkey put a stick with a carrot. And the donkey keeps on running, I'm going to catch the carrot. So that's our modern civilization. They show us, okay, you get nice education, and you get nice grade, and you get nice job, and you make nice money, and then you are happy. But sometimes when we make life members, we go around, we preach around the world, we meet so many people that are very rich. Are they happy? No, they're not happy. You know, they have big palaces, they have money, they have nice family. In fact, some of these people, they become more unhappy. This is a funny thing. People think, I make money, I become so happy. But they make money and they create so many enemies. Everybody wants to steal the money. The tax department wants to go and take the money. Their relative wants to take the money. Their friend just because they have money. The wife and children, they enjoy just because this guy has money. So, you know, they start to think differently. They start to think, oh my God, I'm surrounded by enemies. These people, when they see me, they don't see me, they see money. Yeah, the symbol of dollars. When they see people. We have the same experience. We are foreigners. Sometimes we travel in India and you are white skin. You are. I'm not white anymore. I become dark after 40 years of India. But then you go to a shop and they see you. Wow, this guy is a foreigner now. So we can make some money out of him. You know, how much costs this orange? Oh, only 50 rupees. Hey, it costs only 20 rupees. Why you say 50? Oh, it's okay. You're rich. You know, you. So, this is going on. So, but this unfortunate situation, which is going on, propagating throughout the world, make the money, become rich, become wealthy, enjoy life. But many people, they don't even make it into that. Very few become rich. Many of them are struggling. And ultimately, everybody is going to become old. And everybody's gonna die, you know? We can see all these film actors and actresses, as they become old, their face wrinkle, so they start to do surgery, you know, how to tighten their skin, and then their lips fall down, then they put inject something so their lips are gone. You know, my God, they look like worse than before, if they were naturally, gracefully becoming old. And surgery, against surgery, medicines, injection, spend thousands of dollars in this industry, you know, try to remain youthful, trying to remain beautiful, but they can't, you know. We see so many people, and so many of them, they cannot accept the fact that they're becoming old, you know. Somebody is very handsome, very beautiful. Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, they were successful, they had money, they have the world at their disposal, they can do anything they want. But they couldn't take it because something, you know, happened. Then the overdose, suicide, I don't know. So it's not never a happy ending story, you know. Like in a fairy tale, in the end everybody live forever. No, it's not going to be like this. The story is that in the end everybody's going to become old, sick, and die. That's the crude reality of material world. And when in the West you say, speak about that, they say, no, don't tell me. I don't want to know. I say, what do you mean you don't want to know? Are you not going to die? Just don't talk about that. See, in the West, for example, in India is the only place you can see a dead body. You can see these people that carry, you know? Om Ram Nam Satyah, Ram Nam Satyah, and they chant Hare Krishna, whatever. But in the West, as soon as there is an accident, immediately the department comes, they cover the body with a cloth, they wash the street, the blood. If there is an accident, you never see a dead body. Because people don't want to see death. They want to live in illusion. I am happy. I have money. I have the latest car. I have a beautiful wife. I have nice children. I have a nice bank balance. And when you say, sir, where do you go in vacation? Oh, I only have 1 week in a year vacation. You say, what? You make so much money. Yeah, but if I don't work, then I, you know, the whole thing goes upside down. So even they have money, they have everything, they cannot enjoy. Because they are like tied to a chain. to the job they had to do, because if they leave the job, somebody else more qualified from the latest department of university will come, the latest trained guy, and they throw you out. So you have to hold into that position very tightly, you know, always fearful. The boss is going to be pleased with me, otherwise tomorrow he's going to throw me out. So there is, you know, somebody described it's like a bucket, there are full of crabs. So when there is one crab who's trying to climb up, the other crabs catch him and pull him down. So there is no escaping from this material world until and unless people surrender to Krishna. When the devotee goes and gives the books to the people, and then they start their spiritual life, then their door to liberation is open. Then can actually understand that we are the eternal servant of Krishna. And our goal is to go back home, back to Godhead. Not to some Brahma Loka, some Indra Loka, some moon. Just imagine, if I was thinking this morning, if people could understand that we cannot go with this body to any other planet. Even if we go, we have to come back. So why spending billions of dollars to make a rock ship, if at all they went, we don't know. Prabhupada said they never went to the moon, and I believe that. But even if they could, why they spending so much money to go to the moon, bring some rock? And now they say, oh, forget about the moon, let's go to Mars. Why? Oh, you spent so much money to go to that place, you brought some rocks, you cannot live there, now you let's go to Mars. Why Mars? What is special? It's another planet with some other rocks, you'll come back with some other rocks. Actually, this is called cheating. Cheaters and cheated. You know? Of course, there is all conspiracy. They never go anywhere, they make a nice studio, they take picture, video, animation, whatever. I don't know about this. I won't subscribe to that, but why unnecessary spending so much money which could make everybody live happy? This earth is producing 17 times enough produce that people can live very happily. So actually, if the whole wealth of this planet could be distributed properly to everybody, everybody can work 2 hours a day and have a happy life, and be Krishna conscious, chant Hare Krishna, do kirtan, enjoy life. No, they want to actually make everybody like a slave. Everybody slave their job. Yeah, in the ancient time, in the Roman time, we find the slaves. Yeah, they were all. But even the slaves, they were treated properly. They had a family, they had children, and the government, the Roman government, used to take care of the family. Even if they die, the family will be taken care, education will be taken care. But today, slaves, I work in IBM, I make 5 lakh rupees a month. Fine, no problem. But what happened when they throw you out? You have a pension? Maybe. Is that enough to live? Maybe. And what happened to you? And the government is making more and more schemes. Okay, you retire at the age of 65, 75, what? People died before. They don't want to pay anybody. So it's so messed up. Simply because of one thing. They don't understand who we are. They think we are this body. But we are not this body. It's just a small mistakes. Small thing. Identifying with the body. I am American. Now because I'm American, I had to give my life to American country, go to Afghanistan, go to Iraq, to Iran, and fight. We pay you nicely, yes, but maybe you die. And why all these fights? Unnecessary. Why? Because I am this body, and this is my country, and this is my border, and you don't come here. It's described in the Bhagavatam. One time there were two great kings, they were fighting, killing each other because they were fighting about their own kingdom. And they heard from the earth coming a big laughter. And they stopped and they said, what? Then from the earth, Bhumi Devi came out. She's so beautiful, effulgent. And she was laughing. And they say, what is this? Why are you laughing? She said, I'm laughing because both of you are fools. He said, what? We are great king, we have great army, we have great palaces, servant. He said, I'm laughing because you're fighting for what? You're fighting for your kingdom? But when you will die, where your kingdom will go? This earth belongs to me. I am this earth. You cannot claim this is your country. And this is my country. When you guys will die, everything will remain as it is. She laughed and she go. And the king stopped fighting and think, well, makes sense, you know? We're fighting for the kingdom. So many borders. Borders are created by man. Like we went to Sikkim, near Sikkim, you know, a border for preaching, Siliguri, then we went up. And then we went and purchased a bottle of water, and the guy gave me change with Chinese money. I said, sir, I think you make some mistake. This is not Indian rupees. He said, no, we are close to the Chinese border here. People go from China, from India, China. So you can go to China. I'm not going to China. I said, you know, I'm just going back to Mayapur. Please give me rupees, you know. I said, no, this border, there's no border. Actually, you can walk there, you go straight this road, and you are in China. And Chinese people come this side, and Indian people go that side. Like between Nepal and India also, there is no border. I was driving motorcycle, and then at one point I said, what, this look like India. I asked, where is the border that to stamp my passport? Oh, you go back there. Then I drove 5 kilometers back. There's one small house made of wood. And I go inside and say, where is the guy who stamp? Oh, wait, he's doing puja. Babu will come, sit down. And there is no border. There is no nothing. So actually, borders are created by man, you know? Also, you see, as you go close to China, everybody look like Chinese for some reason. Everybody, you go to Nepal, everybody look like Nepali. You know, it's something mixed, you know, but it's very interesting. And actually, people, there is no enmity. It's not that Chinese people feel like, oh, I shoot you if you come in my country. No, they're all foreign. They're all farmers there. They know each other, you know, they help each other. And it's not a problem. It's only this big, you know, government to think, oh, let's put the gun there so we can control this place, let's put the airplane there, let's put the ship there. It's all big, you know, illusion. So this illusion has been perpetrated by the fact thinking, I am this body, I belong to this country, this is my nation, this is my country, I'm going to fight, I'm going to die for it. For what? And when you die, what are you going to become? Maybe you fight all your life with the Russian. Prabhupada said that next life you become a Russian. And then you're born in Russia, you know, and then you think, I'm Russian, I'm going to fight America. You know, it's like, you know, what's going on? Small misunderstanding, a very small misunderstanding, that we are not this body, we're spirit soul, we're eternal servant of God. And think, we are thinking, I'm this body, I'm Russian, American, Chinese, whatever, male, female, black, white, and then we're stuck into this mess. So, but the solution is very simple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, in this Kali Yuga, he said, you people don't qualify for Jagya, you don't qualify for Puja, you don't qualify for austerity, just chant Hare Krishna and go back home, back to God. So Harinam eva kevalam kalo vanastyeva. Gatiranyata, I said 3 times. Why? We are the most fallen. Kali Yuga is completely a waste of time. But there is one good quality, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Kalirdo sanidera jannasyeka mahaguna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajet. Simply by chanting once Hare Krishna, all your previous sins disappear. Prabhupada explained, even if somebody laughingly, they say, ah, look at this Hare Krishna, they're chanting and dancing in the street. Even if people say, chant once Hare Krishna, their life will become successful. At least they will not become animals. They can become humans again. So just imagine if we take seriously this chanting of the holy name, and we perfect our life. We have to be convinced in our head that this lifetime would be the last time in this planet. Because unless we are convinced, if we take it vaguely, oh Prabhu, I'm very fallen, oh Prabhu, I don't know, oh Prabhu, I have so many material desires, now we're stuck again. Who wants to come back? And as Kali Yuga is advancing, it becomes worse and worse and worse. So let's be assured in our head that we think, with conviction, that this life should be our last life in this material world. We can do it. Not because we are strong, not because we are energetic, not because we have intelligence, not because we are smart. It's only by the blessing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. So, by the blessing and order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can actually go back home, back to Godhead. And we have seen many devotees. We are getting old. Some devotees are leaving their body. And when they leave their body, we can see what they do. Devotees are surrounding them, chanting Hare Krishna. And sometimes the devotee open their eyes and say, oh, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. And they leave their body. So they can think of Krishna. The goal of life is that at the very moment in our life, we can remember Krishna. We can remember the spiritual master. We can remember the instruction of the Vedas, the Shastra. One acharya has given an interpretation, Shastra, Saha, Astra. Astra means weapon. Saha means that which is always with you. So the Shastra is a weapon which can be always within ourselves. Because whatever external may happen to us, we can always remember the lotus feet of Radha Madhava, the lotus feet of Nishingadev. So we can always remember the Lord. It doesn't matter what is going to happen to us. At that moment, we can remember Krishna. For that, we need to train ourselves. That's why every day we are chanting Hare Krishna. That's why every day we go to Mangalarti. That's why every day we go to Darshanarti. That's why every day we take Krishna Prasadam. That's why every day we take association with devotees. Because then, at the moment, we can remember Krishna. If at the moment we think, oh, what happened to my money? What happened to my motorbike? What happened to my family? Then we've been defeated. Human life is meant to conquer death. Yeah, we find in the Bhagavatam, when some great sage comes and sees some great king, the king is asking, my dear sage, how are you doing in conquering death? Because that's the goal of human life. We can conquer death. Not by our own strength, by the blessing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Prithiviteyache Jatoratanat Gram. He said, you go everywhere and spread my name. In every town and village, my name will be heard. So this is Sankirtan. Sankirtan moment is very, very powerful. This is coming directly from Vaikuntha. The chanting of the holy name is not different from Krishna. So by chanting sincerely, Prabhupada explained, like a child cry for his mother, then we can actually feel the blessing of the Lord, feel the happiness of being with Krishna, and we can develop Krishna prema. It's not impossible. We have to train. It doesn't matter we are rich, we are poor, we are young, we are old, we are woman, we are man, we are black, we are white, we are from America, from South America, from Italy, or from China. It doesn't really matter. Because we are spirit soul. And this acts directly on the platform of the soul. Just like anybody can put a piece of iron inside a fire, and the fire will give that energy to the iron, the iron will become red hot. If we touch anything with that iron, it will burn. It will not act as iron anymore, it will act as fire. So similarly, when we keep ourselves in contact with the Supreme Lord through the chanting of the Holy Name, then we can become spiritualized. And we can completely annihilate all these material desires. These material desires don't belong to us. They belong to this body, but we are not this body. And eventually, as life goes, we can minimize all our needs and we can live very simple life, and we can be very happy and satisfied. I'd like to thank you very much for coming today and give me this opportunity to speak to you. If you do have any question or anything you'd like to share, otherwise it's almost time for darshan. We have 4 minutes. Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. So let's chant the holy name of the Lord. And let us become happy. Prabhupada say one of the symptoms of Krishna consciousness is that you become happy. So we should all feel happy in our heart, in our mind. If we are not, then we have to look into ourselves. Somewhere we got stuck, we have to go back and start again from where we reach and progress. Any question? Any comment? I'm scared, man. I don't know what. Did I say anything wrong? Are everybody's convinced? Yes. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.